Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Agreed. A raise for Bubba Cunningham looks bad. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Anytime high-ranking administrators get pay raises from public institutions, it creates a ripple effect. What about state-salaried faculty and public school teachers, some of whom were given one-time bonuses that look like token handouts? The 10% raise received by UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham is still catching flack because the number, $58,000, jumps out. The fact is, Cunningham is still underpaid compared to most other athletic directors in the ACC, and that his salary is barely half of the $1 million made by Duke's Kevin White and the million-plus paid to Louisville's Tom Jurich. Even the Wake Forest AD makes more. The athletic department is a separate entity at UNC, a self-sustaining $80 million enterprise that runs like a for-profit business. Yes, base salaries are paid by the state, but the revenues that fund 28 intercollegiate sports come solely from outside sources: television and advertising rights fees, ticket sales at Keenan Stadium, the Smith Center, and other venues, and private money raised by the Rams Club to underwrite scholarships and capital improvements. Bubba is charged with his department to at least break even. Athletics falls under the adage that you have to spend money to make money. I haven't heard that Cunningham is being pursued by other schools, but I would not be surprised. He has stabilized a department that was in turmoil when he took over in 2011 and made significant cuts where he found fat in the budget. Still, while UNC has not resolved its NCAA problems, it looks bad at this time. The raise given out to Cunningham and eight other UNC administrators are retroactive to last July 1st, start of the new budget year. They were approved unanimously by the Board of Trustees, just as 11 chancellors in the university system, including Carol Folt, got hefty increases from the Board of Governors. The raises, particularly in athletics, which relies on those other funding sources, can be a combination of taxpayer money and private contributions, the same way that Larry Fedora and Roy Williams' state-governed salaries are supplemented heavily by the Rams Club and athletic media rights holder Learfield. Yes, it looks bad when public school teachers are scrapping for every dollar, but it's the cost of doing business, big business, at the university level. This is Archansky. See ya.